Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I mean, there's so much concern written all over the faces of the people. I mean, you can see an absolute, it's almost like an invisible shield that is grabbing, a cloak of fear and concern, just cloaking the people's faces. You don't see them smiling. I mean, really, they don't smile. But they're out there playing, and you're not allowed to go more than one in a golf cart. So obviously, they've only got a certain amount of carts, so they're losing money. But I mean, there's just so much fear, so much concern. You see people driving in their cars on their own with a mask on. I mean, that one gets me. I don't get that. You know, put it on when you get out, okay. But I mean, you're driving in your car, you by yourself. You know, so there's so much fear that we need to get to a place of joy. We can walk in joy. Even with things crashing around us, we can walk in joy. One of these days, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with all the headlines that I've collected. God told me to start collecting headlines, important ones, and I'm going to release them somewhere. I've got 83 pages now of just headlines and a little bit of what it is and the newspaper it's out of. And it's quite incredible to see what's taking place and how we're getting towards Christ's return. We're definitely, I mean, we're so close. It's amazing. And I entitled this Joy in Christ. There is a joy being a Christian. Now, how many of you know that if you're a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, you're supposed to be born again. If you're a Christian, you've got to be born again in order to be considered a Christian. Christ in you. Amen. And a lot of people don't know about being born again. And I believe at this time of our lives and where we're at right now, we're all needed. The young people, the middle-aged people, the older people. The people that have just retreaded. They didn't retire, they retread. We are needed. We are needed. You guys are needed by the younger people. Our youth are needed desperately. There's a whole generation growing up that don't know Christ. I mean, there's a generation of children that do not know Christ. They don't have any understanding as to what it means to be born again. And I feel that God is imploring us to start becoming a little bit more bold and a little bit more vocal in our love for Christ and for people. And so we started looking at some of the benefits of joy. Now, these people that don't know Christ, how can you have joy? If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and what He said is going to happen in the end times, what He's spoken about, every one of the prophetic declarations uttered out of the mouth of God has come to pass, not similar to what He said, exactly like He said. That is impossible for man to do. It's just not a possibility. And every single thing He said, and if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you see the corona, when you see the riots, when you see the no money, when you see the economy, when you look at what's going on for the elections, you can't have any kind of joy. There's no joy. There is no joy. I'm telling you, it's becoming a joyless society. Just walk around some of the areas. You'll see there's no joy. And we need joy because joy has certain benefits. Now, I'm not talking joy the world gives. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And if the world didn't give it to me, then the world can't take it away. This joy comes from Christ and being in Christ. And so we need to get people to start seeing and understanding that there is a joy that's available in the midst of chaos, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of no peace, in the midst of pandemics. There's still a joy to be had. And I tell you what, I'm joyful. I have fun. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying my life. I am trusting God. God's got me. He's got you. We understand this. And so I'll continue to walk in joy. Amen. Do you know that our tithes and offerings haven't gone down? They've gone up. Come on, think about that. Our tithes and offerings, our church and the members of this church and even other people are sowing into the church. And therefore, these doors will not close. There will never be a moment where the enemy gets me to stop preaching. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. As you see, some of these pastors, the one pastor in California, his church was packed out, 5,000 people in his church. No social distancing, and hardly anyone had a mask on. And they came to shut him down. And he said, no, it's our right. And he started quoting stuff and whatever. There are people that are taking a stand now. One guy, he's a Marine, and he went into one of the meetings that they're having with all the people that were there and all the leaders of the community, and it was a meeting for the community, and this guy stood up and he said, listen, this is about to get ugly. You closed us down. I can't feed my family. I've got a business. I can't feed my family. People are starting to go hungry. This is going to get ugly. You guys better rethink what you're doing. He spoke precisely, he spoke nicely, he started saying what it is. Business are being closed down. Yeah. People are losing their livelihood. For us, some of us here, us in this place, we're okay. Amen. God's taking care of us. What about the people that don't know? We don't want this to get ugly. We don't want it to go that way. But something's going to break, because you can only bend a thing so far. Yeah. And then it breaks. And people are starting to get a little bit weary with what's going on. So we need to try to get some joy into people's lives. And when we started looking at joy, we looked at Psalm 68, verse 3. Just watch this again. Psalm 68, verse 3. And it says here, let the righteous be glad. We are the righteous, born again, Christians. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Exceedingly. You know, we know in Ephesians 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And then he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and his peace will keep you calm. Amen. That's God. God's saying, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. That's in the midst of chaos. That's in the midst of things going wrong. Amen. I mean, even for our kids in school today, they're hearing so many different things and so much about this corona, and the devil's trying to scare our children. And as parents, we should be saying, no, no, no. We got God. God is going to take care of us. We do what is necessary. We take precautions the way we should, but God's got this. We need to be encouraging our children. Seriously, I mean, can you imagine being 12 and you know all this stuff going on and you're hearing what people are saying? It's scary. It must be scary at that age. You're not sure. Your dad's not working anymore. Your mom's at home not working. It must be a little bit concerning. So we need to let people know and that they can rejoice. And joy is the secret of faith and endurance. I'm telling you, if you've got joy in the midst of stuff going wrong, you've got faith and trust in God. You got to have that going. And we saw that joy is connected to, we looked last week, it's connected to God's presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. We looked at that. We looked at the fact that it's strength and the strength of God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We saw that. And then we saw it was God's salvation. The joy dipping into the wells of joy for salvation. We saw that last week. And then we saw Jesus had the oil of joy, the anointing comes with joy. You see, you're not going to find people anointed if they're not joyful because they're not in faith. You've got to be in faith. When you lay hands on someone and you want to pray for someone that's sick or they need a job or their marriage or their children, whatever it is, when you pray for them, if you're down and in fear and you're not in joy, that means you're not in faith. How is the anointing going to operate out of your life when you're not operating out of faith? So we need to have faith operational in our lives, and you're not going to have it if you're not full of joy. If I'm praying for you for healing, and I'm just totally wrapped up in all the problems in the world, how much of an anointing is going to be on my life? And we now, all of us now, need to be anointed now more than we've been in the past. We need an anointing. We need to walk into areas, and the Spirit of God needs to come flowing out of us. You know, my wife was talking about vibration. We know words are vibration. Everything is vibration. I mean, this table is vibration. The atoms in here, it's all moving. Everything is moving. The worlds are held up with the Word of God. It's vibrations. Our words produce vibration. What we do is we blow air over vocal cords, which vibrates and creates sound. And that sound continues and continues and continues. That's why he says you'll be held accountable for every idle word. Because it's going to go on and on and on. And we can cause those sounds that we've spoken ill and wrong advisedly, we can cause them to fall in the ground, repent of them, and curse them to the ground. When we've said things like, I'll never make it, or I'm sick, we can cause those words to fall in the ground and die. But do you know vibration is moving? And now you've heard, listen, you can either have a negative vibration or you can have a positive vibration. And if you're always speaking down and doubtful and Mr. Doom and Gloom, you're going to, listen, the law of attraction works for everybody on the planet. There is a law of attraction. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's the law of attraction. And so if I'm negative and I'm down all the time, guess what's coming my way? That's what's going to come. Negativity, negativity. That's what God said. He said, by the words of your mouth is life and death. Life and death. I put before you life and death. Choose life. Vibrations, I'm telling you, needs to be the language of redemption. That's going to cause things to work right in your life. If you're always miserable or downcast or speaking wrong, change that and speak life. Talk about people in a loving way. Don't speak ill of people, because I'm telling you, you'll attract ill. You got to speak good of people. You got to love on people. You got to have a positive vibration coming out of you, which is going to draw a positive vibration into you. This is not New Age. God created the world, and he created it with words, and it's held up with a vibration of his word. And his word is still producing, because it's still producing galaxies and stars that they're discovering. Ooh, a new star we discovered. God's word is still producing. It's quick and powerful. And so we've got to understand the world are speaking negative and they're attracting negative. And that's why when they say, and thank God for that hurricane that was supposed to come to us, Isaias, however you say it in Spanish, Isaiah. It means in English, and Carol told me this, and we checked it out, it means God, my Savior. So everybody, rather than calling death into their lives, was saying God, my Savior. It was a positive thing that was coming out of our mouths, and look what happened to it. That's why when they name a hurricane, it's negative when everyone's saying, yeah, it comes, and we start speaking that. COVID. And people are speaking that in the world. And it's negative, and it attracts negative. And I don't want to be around that kind of stuff.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal.